But right now, from the Northfield Arts Guild, we have the Executive Director, Michael Johnson, joining us, and also Pauline Jennings, who is the... What is your proper...
Performing Arts Director.
Manager.
I'm Pam, not Pat.
Good morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You've got a busy month, of course, coming up. We're in the spring now.
We are.
That means all kinds of good spring stuff. What's happening this spring at the Guild?
Well, I can tell you what's opening on Friday.
Okay.
Which is The Matchmaker. And if any of you have heard of Hello Dolly, that this was before Hello Dolly. Hello Dolly is based on The Matchmaker, which is written by Thornton Wilder. And it's a mayhem, mishap, misadventure, adventure comedy.
Oh, who doesn't like mayhem comedy?
Exactly. Well, you have the Dolly, you know, putting her hands in everything. Mm-hmm. She's that lovable meddler that just wants to get everybody to love each other and get together. And so it's the adventure of what happens when she's trying to do that, including Cornelius and Barnaby, which are two of the main characters in this that want to go on an adventure, and they leave work, and then they meet two women, and Irene and Minnie, and they go to the hat shop and they hide, and Horace comes in. And if you've seen Hello Dolly, you've seen this ensue where they're hiding under the table and hiding in the closet, backs are turned, and you know, that kind of comedy. And so if you need to laugh, this is the thing to come to, definitely.
You know, it seemed like just the other day we were talking about the call for actors, you know, for tryouts and stuff. And it's been more than just the other day, because I know these productions don't just happen by themselves.
No,
there's
a
lot of hard work and rehearsal and expended time to do that. I mean, I'm sure it's a lot of fun for those involved, but there's also a big element of work. Who do you have doing that work? Who's your cast?
Well, we have, first of all, the director is Susan Carlson, and then...
Who's also our board president.
That's right. That's convenient, isn't it? And so we could work really, really well together. And, well, the two leads, Horace Vandergelder, although it's a kind of an ensemble cast, is Brian Reed, and then Dolly Levi is Leanne Finger, who is a big name in Northfield. Fingers,
sure.
The Fingers, right?
Yeah.
And also... I just want to let people know that the show is on Fridays and Saturdays, this Friday and Saturday, and the next Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and Sunday at 2 o'clock. And we really, really, really love for people come and come to our shows and have some fun and laugh and join the community of the theater.
All right. Now, tickets, I'm sure, are available. What are your websites?
They're available at northfieldartsguild.org. Mm-hmm. They're available in person at 304 Division at our shop.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you can call 507-645-8877.
And don't count on there being tickets at the door. You could try if you want to call ahead, but those performances sell real well.
Well, particularly the comedies, right? Mm-hmm. You know, because all of us have been inside and we all just need to laugh. I think I've said that a couple times already. But it's so true, particularly in the spring after being shut in the winter and cold, to get out and see and socialize and laugh is just, it's a good thing.
It's not too early to get season tickets for the next season, right, Pauline?
That's right. We announced that at our gala. It opens with My Fair Lady, and it has a series of really, really excellent shows, and you can find that on our website, too, the whole description, and in order to get, you can go there to get tickets, too.
I'm excited
about Legally Blonde, too.
Legally
Blonde Junior.
Junior, that's the Purple Door theater show this year, February. Yes.
Oh, gosh.
That's right. And Shakespeare in Love, for those of you of a certain age, remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of a mishap kind of adventure comedy, too. Misidentity comedy. So, and we're doing Flora and Ulysses next summer, a year from this summer, which is our closing show of the 65th season, which is an adventure superhero show, which I don't think we've done any of those on the stage at the Guild.
You also have a 411 concert.
Oh, I'm so excited about this.
Yeah,
this is May 5th. May 5th at 7 o'clock, and it's a group called Three, T-H-R-E-E, just three, because it's three women, and it's Lori Dockin, it's Rachel Holder, and it's Judy Vinar, and these three women have played on all the major stages, including Chanhassen, Guthrie, the Dakota. You can regularly see these performers there, and now you have an opportunity not to have to drive and pay a little less money or a lot less money, and and come to our beautifully intimate theater and hear these women put together their talents with a lot of three-part harmony. Mm-hmm. It's going to be beautiful. They're so seasoned. They've all done so much. Judy Vinar, for instance, tours with Bobby McFerrin when he's on tour. And so the level of talent is something not to be missed if you have a free night May 5th. And it's a great idea for a Mother's Day gift.
Now, are they, along with being singers, are they also instrumentalists and musicians?
Lori plays the piano very famously. She sings kind of more the backup stuff. She's an incredible groove and lyrical piano player. And then Judy plays the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a perfect kind of combo, again, for our intimate theater. You don't have, you know, the big drums, and, you know, it's just an intimate group for an intimate setting.
Oh, great. Great stuff. And the tickets are still available at the Arts Guild or online?
Exactly. Same places.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Michael, let's turn things over to you. Last time we talked to you, you were getting ready for the gala, which happened. How did everything go?
Fabulous time, in my opinion.
It was so much fun. It was so much fun.
We're a good group to party with.
What do you have coming up this month?
Yeah, so in the shop, we've got things turning over all the time. So we have our college show just came down, but we have a new show going up literally today. So Dina Fessler, just in time for Earth Month. So her work is really a commentary on environmentalism through her art. So excited to see that. The opening party for that's April 25th in the evening, a Thursday evening. And then after that, we have the High School Honors Showcase coming up May 14th. And then a new fundraiser and art experience called the 12 by 12. So this is actually a chance to get really fabulous, affordable art, $30 for 12 by 12 inch pieces. And we have a call for artists happening right now. So talk to Shelby, our visual arts manager. You can also see that opportunity on our website. And it's also going to be anonymous. So you can go to the gallery, see fabulous art, and pick out a piece for $30 and have that go straight to the guild, because we're still fundraising all the time.
Right. All right. What a great idea. That's a good thing, though.
Yeah. And then also, of course, we have classes going on. So check your mailbox. We've got the new quarterly catalog that just came out. We've got tonight adult paint, clay classes throughout the month, as always. Lots of great happenings at the downtown spot.
All right. So we've covered, let me see, the visual arts, the performing arts, musical arts. What else do we have? Anything?
I haven't shared as much about our professional development series for artists. That happens every month. We just had a great one in Lanesboro. We're partnering with CMAC on these to do monthly professional development for artists. And the next one is coming up on May 9th at the Owatonna Art Center. And you can actually go there or attend via Zoom. Information on that is on our website as well. But the theme for this one is actually art and technology.
Oh, cool.
Art and technology.
Yeah.
All right. And that's a workshop. And once again, for any of these, you can sign up at the
Arts Guild. And those are free.
Okay. Anything else we should know?
I just want to say how excited I am for Dina Fessler's show. This is going to be a full immersion experience when you come to the gallery. Shelby's really working on some very, very interesting, cool ideas. Awareness raising about the environment.
You know, Dina was in here last time. She was in. She's kind of a semi-frequent guest here on KYMN.
Nice.
She had artists design clothes. I believe that was in conjunction with 50 North. But the things that they came up with, she's a fashion designer, clothes designer, but it goes way beyond that. She really steps heavily into the art world with her work.
Definitely. Yeah. So I think she makes some dresses out of junk.
Out of plastic.
Out of plastic. That's what it is. Yeah. Right. Yeah. To show you the reuse and, you know, the beauty of recycling, I guess you would say. She does.
Good stuff. Thank you both for coming in. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having
us. We'll talk to you again next month.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much.
All right.
Jeff.
From the Northfield Arts Guild, that's Michael Johnson and Pauline Jennings here on 95.1 The One.